Welcome back, everybody, to Around the Blocks with yours truly, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name with three X's because, like the world of professional wrestling, yeah, I'm saying this right now, I am hardcore, people. Today on the program, I have a lot to talk to you guys about. And I mean, where should we start on this pro wrestling talk show today is After Mania, SmackDown, Raw After Mania shows, people. Now, listen, you know how it is. I'm going to go through what actually happened. Then I'm going to tell you what I liked the most, what I didn't like the most. Give you the opportunity to chime in, feedback, comment below, as my man Jeremy Johns would say, and let me know how you feel about it. If you like, if you don't like it, I want to hear from you. So let's talk about it today, guys. Raw and SmackDown After Mania. What else can you say about them? But before we get into them, come on now. You thought I can go this far without telling you how to kind of go ahead and follow me? Come on. This show is brought to you by thechairshot.com. Hashtag use your head at chairshot.com on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever social media is sold. And since you're there, you already know this show and that show is tag teaming to form the Million Dollar Connection. Just head on over to BDSIR Radio Networks, Google us, iTunes, Stitcher, App, Google Play, wherever podcasts are sold, you can find us there. Also, shows all over the place, not just me. You don't just want to see my ugly face. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is only a face my wife, my mother, hopefully my kids can love, maybe a few others out there, but I know my face isn't the greatest face, but you can find me also with my face on YouTube, where you're also checking us out live right now, live on my YouTube channel, live on my Facebook page, coming to you. So while you're at it, Twitter, Instagram, follow me. You already know, three X's, Mike Knox. Now, today, a lot of things I really want to talk about. And it starts with Raw and Smack. Again, the things I'm going to get through real fast is go ahead and pass the time by, right? Not even pass the time by. But let's talk about this Raw After Mania. Is the tag team division looking better? Is it? Bliss is back. Sami Zayn is back. Dean Ambrose, is he really gone? I mean, the one thing I liked about the segment all in all was, hey, Dean, while you're gone, I'll take care of her. So I don't know what part was better. Bobby Lashley actually saying that, the WWE allowing Bobby Lashley to, you know, use that line, or her commentary. Now, I know people are very critical of Renee Young and her commentary chops up or lack thereof of them. I'm with the majority who, I'm not really a big fan of Renee Young's commentary. I liked Renee Young SmackDown Live and the pre-shows and all those things. I was a big Renee Young fan, but not throwing her in this capacity. But she said, and I quote, when he said these things, she said, what does that even mean? That was the best thing she ever done, because that's it's an inside thing. If you know that comes from, that was a great, clever line by Renee Young. But what happens with Dean Ambrose? Is he gone? Taker and Elias. These are the good and the bad of Raw and SmackDown. What happens? I'm going to go through those. And I'm going to tell you how I feel about what I want to talk to you about today. Okay. Because I got a lot on my mind, starting with the shirt I'm wearing today. CM Punk actually saying Kofi Kingston should have been the champion 10 years ago. 10 years ago, Kofi Kingston should have been a champion. Okay. Let's talk about that. But in a recent interview with Elias, Elias sat down and said the two things that he wanted to do. He wanted to be in the ring with John Cena, have a program with John Cena, I'm sorry. And he wanted to have a program with The Undertaker. And in the same weekend, he got them both. I was a fan of Elias and what happened with Elias at WrestleMania. I was a fan of what happened with Elias at the Raw After Mania with Elias and The Undertaker, because he doesn't have to entertain us in the ring. I know he's good there, right? When it comes to in-ring work these days, especially how the WWE wants their talent to wrestle, he's okay. He's good. And he seems to be, anyway, and haven't seen enough of him, but what I have seen of him, talking about Elias here, is that he's very crafty. He's very ring savvy. He knows the squared circle apparently very well. So to get him over with a Cena, Dr. Thuganomics, to get him over with the Phenom, The Undertaker, to see his eyes pop when The Undertaker's music donged, I thought that was beautiful. Worst post-Raw Mania SmackDowns ever. I disagree. Or do I? I'm not going to disagree with you if you say that. I'm going to tell you why I don't and where I think it's going. Because if you say that, okay, I agree. I hear you, Spot Face. Is it the worst? they were the worst ever. I'm hearing that, but let me get through this and I'll break it down to you why they're really not. And if they were, so what? I'm not going to let you take me there. You're not going to take me there. So, but also, with the Elias thing and Taker, that the look on Elias's face tells me superstar. Cannot wait for that. Like I said, I loved Lacey Vaughn for weeks and weeks. I mean, Lacey Evans, I'm sorry. Weeks and weeks and weeks. We've seen her come out sashay, franchet down the runway and not know what it's for. And here we are. We have the man, Becky Lynch, who's being promoted now from day one. Right hand. Here it is. From day one, I said, I don't like the term the man. I just didn't. I understood it. I'm not going to debate with you while it's not. I still like Becky Lynch, not taking nothing from her. I don't like the fact that here we are building this women's division, which some will say that the women wanted it more than the men the past year and a half, can allow herself to call herself the man. I'm just not a fan of that. It's like when people call wide receivers in the NFL divas. If I'm a wide receiver, do not call me a diva. If I'm a woman, do not call me a man. That's just me. So with that moniker, the man, Becky Lynch, you have this Southern, beautiful Belle and Lacey Evans people that's been walking, like I said, sashay, franchet, down the runway, and she attacks Becky Lynch, not just on Raw, but on SmackDown too. Did y'all see the girl get her ozone and turbo on? Yeah, I know some of y'all don't know what that is. Breaking your B Street on in them hills and them pumps in a bump. Really? Lacey, you made me a fan Monday when you punched her. Tuesday for damn sure, okay? Talk about that Becky Lynch, the man, that persona. Also, okay, again, hits and misses from Raw and SmackDown. Not a fan of the Usos losing their titles. Okay, and of course, we're going to say it because it's what it is. It's what I promoted, help promote hashtag, if you will, so to speak. Give black wrestlers a chance. So, Kofi wins. Every other person of color loses their titles, Vince. Come on, Vince. Vince, I love you, man. I really do. I even call you Vincent KKK McMahon. I don't know you. Personally, you may never give me a job. It's okay. I'm cool with telling you how I feel, to be honest with you, Vince. I love your product. Doesn't stop me for spending my money on your product. Look at just one of my walls in my house. Hey, people, I'm a part of a lot of belt groups. And I'm not saying you're lying. I'm not saying you're not lying. I just want to see you with your titles, okay? If you're part of hashtag Belt Kings, Google us. Okay, that's just anybody. That's just what we call ourselves. But I say everybody's a belt king if you got more than 3, 4, 5 belts, okay? And you collected them. Come on in, buy more. I can't buy any more. Got a housewife and kids. I got to get them sporadically, if you will, okay? Shout out to Nephew Corey. Shout out to Mo Eaton. Shout out to the big guy, Rod, buying titles. Hey, I'm going to get another one this year, maybe two more this year, okay? But I got things planned in mind. But listen, if you got titles, people, you got to show pictures of yourself with your belts. I'm just saying. If they're your titles, then why the hell is your damn picture at Witchy with them? So all I'm going to say, moving on to Raw and SmackDown, the good, the bad, the hits and the misses, shall I call them this week, around the blocks with Mike Knox. The Usos losing made no sense to me. I get you turning back the clock with the Hardys. Look at Virgin 1, V1, my gamer tag, the game V1, because of Matt Hardy, okay? Look at that guy right there. How can you not turn back the clock? I get it. I've always said the veterans have to lead the young guys, but this was supposed to be their time. They never got over at WrestleMania. They finally get over at WrestleMania and you take the titles from them? Come on, man. You take it from every person of color lost their belts when Kofi won. I'm just saying, man. Is it a coincidence? Moving on. Also, I'm feeling and I'm loving Drew McIntyre and Braun Strowman. I don't know what's going on with this shakeup next week. We'll talk about that on next week's show. What happens? We can speculate on social media at Mike Knox 3X's. Okay. Twitter, on Facebook, you already know who I am. Talk to me there too as well. Okay. But come on, people. With or without this shakeup, I need Braun. I need Drew on SmackDown. Drew McIntyre is going to be world champion this year. Braun Strowman is running out of people to go at. And I'm not saying him and Joe should have a program. I like Joe. I think Joe has earned a spot to be a person to carry a title. And anybody that Braun go after, I'm afraid the company will want Braun to win, obviously. The thing is this. Did you hear a couple of the boos there with him and Joe? Because the fans like Braun, but the fans love Joe. The fans want to love Braun. You can't get the fans, Vince, to love Braun if you haven't got the people they already love like Joe. So, but I like that scenario. I'm there for it. I like, if it is a program, I'm a rock with it, lean with it, okay? But I'm loving Drew with the bar. I just like that whole scenario. I was a big fan of, what was that tag team when they're not like the, not the La Resistance. What was the tag team that had, or the group, the faction that had Rusev? It had the bar, it's Sheamus. It had, what's my name, Alberto Del Rio. I was a fan of that faction. So I'm a fan of Bar being international wrestlers with Drew McIntyre. I'm here for that. That part I am here for, okay? Also, on this Raw and SmackDown after Mania, people are saying it's a bad Mania. Is it? I'll let you know in a second how I feel. Okay. The Iconics? I'm sorry. I didn't say I liked it. I didn't like it. I said I understood it. I said the girls work hard. The girls are working really hard. I loved them picking their own tag team to go against. It's classic heel, funny. We're going to be better than you because we're not really better than you wrestling. I love it. That storyline, I love it. I loved it even more, okay, when Paige announces that she has her own tag team coming. I like the fact that Paige is getting better. So them using Paige somehow, some way, I'm here for that as well. Who's coming? Lars Sullivan attacking Kurt Angle. Lars Sullivan attacking the Hardy Boys after they win against the Usos. I'm not really there for that. I want to like Lars Sullivan. I just don't know if attacking the older guys is the way to do it. I'm not sure with that. Hey, he looks amazing. I knew that already. So give me something that I didn't expect. I don't know where that goes. I'm not going to dive into that too much. Just as of right now, I thought that was definitely a miss. Okay. So some of my hits, some of my misses. I love Bliss being back. Not sure if I like how fast she squashed it and won that match, but Bliss is back, hit. Sami Zayn is back, hit. Sami Zayn's promo. You guys know me. Get at me if you don't like what I say. If you don't like it, listen anyway. Chairshot.com, hashtag use your head. His promo, Sami Zayn's promo, is what I've been saying to you for 2 years. It's not the company necessarily that's the problem, people. It's you. I'm just saying. I'm not here for that debate right now. Just saying, Sami Zayn, you've always had a friend in me, Toy Story 4. I'm going to go see it. You should go see it like I saw Shazam. Shazam! Go see it, okay? I'm going to go see that. Use your head, people. Sami Zayn is the man. Randy Orton, why on Ali? Kevin Owens, why on Rusev? What is that about? Is that just there for the pop? I think it was. To me, that was definitely a miss. It was exciting, and I'm going to get to this real fast. The women's division, that's what I'm going to stop right there, because I want to talk about the women's division. I want to talk about the champion versus champion. Now, I'm going to start with that. There's some, a couple things, but I got some time here and get your mind right. But the things that I don't understand, Raw after Mania, people, and welcome to the program. I'll get to all your comments in a second. Raw after Mania, SmackDown after Mania. I was there when it originated in Miami at WrestleMania 28. And some could argue and say this has been going on for years. Just the people, like we do, and like we've done lately with social media, we take over everything. We made it up. We named it that. So the company used it because we named it that. The company never wanted that. The company wasn't really giving you that. We forced that hand upon them. I also said in my WrestleMania review that I wasn't looking forward to Raw after Mania, SmackDown after Mania. I said that in last year's review because it's not your everyday weekly crowd. You're not getting the same things you get all the time. It's just not going to happen. I'm not a fan of it. Excuse me. I'm getting a phone message here. All right. I already handled that message. Okay. So I'm not a fan of that. I don't understand why it was the worst. I don't think it was the worst. I mean, if you're looking in the terms of us naming it Raw and SmackDown after Mania, then yeah. Then yeah. Were the shows bad? No, they wasn't. Were they a letdown? Yes. Why were they a letdown? Because we put expectations to have call-ups, which I'm laughing at you about, okay? Where I'm laughing at you about these things. Why I say tag team wrestling back? Because you already got your call-ups earlier when you got Ricochet and Aleister Black. And I like what they're doing with Gable and Glorious One, Robert Roode. I know people don't like Robert Roode in that situation, but I'm sorry, guys. Everybody's not built for the main event. And I love Robert Roode, but I love him and what he's always given me. And that's this. I'm sorry. Everybody is. This has been the problem with wrestling, guys. Everybody, some guys, us as fans, have to look at, not just put it on the company, because the company will change with everything they do because of us. That's what they've been doing. They try to cater to you, me, Susie, your Uncle Joe, that bald head, one-toothed girlfriend your aunt may have, whoever. They try to please everybody, and they can't. You can't even please everybody in your house, let alone the world, the people they're trying to please. So when you hashtag use your head, chairshot.com, when you use your head and think, everybody can't be a superstar. I always urge you, I know I don't want to use the term jobber. Bad term. We've gone past that. That's like using other derogatory words. That's a derogatory. There's two derogatory words in the world of professional wrestling. It's fake. Don't say that. You're going to get your ass beat. Okay? Do not say fake. Because it's not. I know that it is not whatsoever fake. Okay? And it's the term jobbers. Because they're enhancement talent. Hence the word enhancement talent. I'm not saying this. I've said it before, but come on. There's Marty Jannetty and there's Shawn Michaels. Somebody has to go and somebody can't go. Not that they're not good in the ring, but some people are a star and some people aren't. When I look at Zack Ryder, I see a good guy who's good at what he does, but you want to make him a star. I look at everybody. You cannot make, I love Sami Zayn. I'm a Sami Zayn mark. Sami Zayn wrestles and controls the microphone well enough to be a world champ everywhere but here in the WWE. And it's not, I mean, in the NWA, if they're around WCW, he wouldn't be champion there either. So let's stop putting everything on Vince. It's the stature of a company and where the company grows to be. You have to have company guys. Hence why there was always that debate about were there black wrestlers worthy versus were there not black worthy wrestlers. And yeah, I think there is some debate for some being worthy and some not. But I think there's a lot that were worthy that just wasn't given a chance until now. Congratulations, Kofi Kingston. Not going to stop giving you props, my brother. Hashtag use your head to chairshot.com. You can find this show and other wrestling podcasts. If you don't like my voice, that's fine. There's many, many more for you to listen to. And also Google BDSRnetworks.com, the podcast. Over 2,000 episodes growing and going strong. One of your longest running podcasts there is out there. But you got to stop trying to make everybody a superstar. Everybody cannot be that superstar. And when we start accepting everybody not being a superstar, we can be better. Office wrestling fans, okay? I don't think they were bad shows. I think we put so much expectation, rightfully so, because the last few have been this way since 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. That's seven straight WrestleMania runs have been impactful. People coming back. Look, they gave us Amber Moon without any advertisement. Drop the ball. That's definitely a miss. WWE, you dropped the ball there. She should not have liked that, okay? The champion versus champion. People lost their marbles over this. Oh, my God. Why would they do this? What are you thinking? From the jump, I was excited. Why? Because it's wrestling, people. The thought process, suspending everything. I don't think about, oh, my God, until after I get past the first initial excitement. I'm thinking champion versus champion. Damn, they're going to take it from them. But what if they give them the one thing we don't know? Who knows? Who cares? This is going to be great. And then the commercials, and I said, this is not going to happen. There's no way. Then the intelligent wrestling fan in me, because this is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan, said to myself, there's too many guys on too many rosters. They can't do this. You can't unify the men's like you can the women's. People don't think you can unify the women's. I'm one of people think you can unify the women's titles because they're only using a set amount of them. So why not use that set amount the best way you can, as opposed to these two male rosters? There's so many, you do have to keep them separated, okay? So as I hashtag use my head for the show for the intelligent wrestling fan, I say to myself, self, This is how it has to be. It wasn't, they got to somewhere pull back the curtain, if you will, right? Use that term. Let's go behind the curtain for a second. What's next, right? What do we do next? Well, what did I get out of Raw after Mania, SmackDown after Mania? I got a lot of next. So that's why it can't be bad. This is why I don't get up immediately after a show and do a show. This is why I stopped doing that. This is why Huggo and the rest of Talk Perfect Plex Talk Radio says or asks us or people ask me from time to time to get on and do a show. I don't do it right after a wrestling match, right after a wrestling show, after Raw, after SmackDown, after a pay-per-view, after a G1 show. I don't think it's a good thing to do it then. I think at that point, you're built off excitement, right? And I know you say, well, Mike, you say enjoy the show. You have to enjoy the show so you watch the show. And then after I watch it, I have to digest it. It's like food, right? It's like food. It's like my son Christian. I don't ever have to worry about this kid eating his food, ever. He just eats it and he's done. I would say, man, slow down, enjoy it. I want to enjoy wrestling because we're going to dissect it. It's going to be out that it was either bad, good, sucked, whatever the case may be. You're going to get all these people throwing darts at whatever it is you like or you didn't like. Right. But you're dodging darts, you're catching darts, you're throwing darts back, but you have to digest it. So when I come at it and talk to you about wrestling, I want to hit bullseyes. I don't want to sit here and then fumble my words and not be sure or let my emotions lead me somewhere. I want to sit in so that my emotions can be real, then come back down to earth. That's what it is. It's the same thing with sex, right? You chase sex the same way a crackhead chases a crackhead high. You want to smoke to get high. You want to have sex to bust off. You're chasing something, right? In wrestling, we're chasing the next payoff. What's next? What is next is what they gave me on Raw and SmackDown. And here they go. You gave me future for the women. There's a lot to be talked about the women's tag team division with Paige and this new tag team. It's sass and ass, Sasha Banks. And hey, we want some Bayley. Yeah, we call them sass and ass. A lot to go with them. I'm a fan of Tamina and Nia Jax, although people recently, and I've taken notice of this and went back and looked at some of these things, I'm starting to lose my luster on Tamina a little bit. I want to see them do good, but I'm starting to think why they pulled them back a little bit. The Iconics, I like them. I just think the Glamazon, the Glamazon and Natty. I mean, I like them. I just think it's a lot that can go on right now in women's wrestling. Leading into, we didn't really see what's going on with Charlotte Flair, who I think is hands down, without question, the best women's wrestler in the world. You want to talk about the main event at WrestleMania? She was the best part of that main event in the women's main event at WrestleMania. Whatever. She was. Becky Lynch cuts a dime. I mean, on a dime of a promo on SmackDown. If you want me to sleep with one eye open, and that was a brilliant promo. I will be that fighting champion. Loved it. Loved it. What happens next with her? You think they're going to go back in the same programs with her? No, she got punched in the eye on Monday and she got punched in the face on Tuesday and they were scrapping both times. I'm loving Lacey Evans and Becky Lynch. It's the man versus the lady. Then let's see what they do with Charlotte. Then let's see what happens. You know, they're going to throw her back in the mix somewhere. What's next? My mind can explore. My mind can enjoy. I'm going to your comments momentarily. Okay. My mind can explore at that point. My only concern with Kofi Kingston as champion right now, because we asked the question, I said, well, let's talk about that once he wins. Well, he won. What's next for Kofi? What I don't want to see is what I keep seeing, what I saw on the end of Sunday and what I saw on Tuesday. And I get they advertise it as a celebration for Kofi Kingston, and rightfully so. We got to celebrate this. And what I don't want to get into, what's an exhausting conversation, because people will see a tweet, people will see a post, and not, if you want to see a post, and I get, you say things, I say things, people say, well, come at me. I think let's look into why a person is saying something without just automatically drilling them. It's just my belief, right? And I do it, ha, 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 whatever. I saw a list of the day about the top seven, my man Purple, I want to get his name out there, so I'm going to look for that in a second. I got him on Instagram. He does a review. For anybody who like movie review shows, I'm a big fan of this guy. It's really funny and everything else. I want to give him a shout out because I really like his opinion on things. Although I disagree with this, and that's why I brought it up, because I wanted to, his name is Purple Films on YouTube. All right, so he had a top 10 like or top 7 best DC films, and I thought his list was completely freaking crazy. Okay, but that's okay. I went in, I said, hey, respect. This is what it is. This is how I feel. And we had a dialogue. We had a dialect. We conversated about that part. You know what I mean? And I know it can go further. That's what I like, right? Look into it. These are things in wrestling right now that we can grow from, right? What's next? Kofi Kingston, what I don't know I can grow from is that the end of SmackDown, the celebration, and then at WrestleMania, him and his family in the ring. Because if I keep seeing that, then I'm going to think New Day is going to turn on him. And I don't think that's smart. But I also want to see Kofi as champion and just wonder where they're going with it. What's next? I'm open for interpretation. We shall find out, in my opinion, after the shakeup, right? It's after WrestleMania. He got it. Let them coach for the next week or two. Let's not dive in that until they show us what's next and then agree or disagree with some hit and misses. Same thing goes with Seth Rollins, right? The biggest thing was the send-off of Dean Ambrose. And what told a lot for me, after all, of course, went off air, was Dean Ambrose, certain things he said, like you got to sit through a freaking 3-hour show and things like that. And there's these stupid rumors about Dean Ambrose and what he's going to get paid on the open market right now. And I personally think Dean Ambrose is better off to go to a Ring of Honor than an AEW. I think it'll do a lot for Ring of Honor more than it would do for AEW. And it's only because at least I know what I get with Ring of Honor. Everybody want to say, well, AEW is number two. Ring of Honor is still there. New Japan still is there. Both these things are viable options, in my opinion. Maybe not money-wise for Dean Ambrose as far as Ring of Honor may be concerned, but does he want the money? Does he have the money? From everything I hear, he has that CM Punk thing where he doesn't spend too much of his cash and he's one of those kind of guys, so he has money. I want to see Dean, you know, go to Ring of Honor. You know, I will always be a hashtag Dean Ambrose guy. The same way I will always be an American Dragon Daniel Bryan guy. Okay? He wasn't even on there this past week. It's okay. It's the Raw after Mania. You can't get everything at one time. Things have to progress. They have to start changing things. I thought both shows were good because they built stars for tomorrow. They built storylines for tomorrow. I felt that way. And then we have, I had some comments I wrote here. And I'm reading them, and I apologize. But women, Kofi, I said that already. So the other thing I want to talk about, if you want to see, if you want to comment it below, let me know. Batista saying Triple H made his career. What do you think about that? If you haven't looked it up, go ahead and look it up. Read the expos, the insert of what he said about Triple H making his career. Do you agree or disagree? I agree. I think it's always up to the person that's being helped along to develop. Okay? To develop. I think if you bring somebody in, wherever it is you go, whoever you partner yourself up with life should be able to help you grow in some way, right? If you can't help me grow, then it's something, but so far this Heisman Trophy friendship will ever go. If I have to Heisman you, then there's nothing we can grow from. I need to grow roots and say, I am Groot. And you can say, I am Groot, because we're growing roots within each other, okay? I believe in what Batista said. There would be no Batista without Triple H maybe helping nudge him along. Batista got the ball, Batista, and he ran with it. I'm a huge Batista mark. I'm happy to see him go. You know, he says he's retired, but to me, when in wrestling, nobody's retired until the good Lord sends upon their name in the sky. And also, I wore this shirt today, my CM Punk shirt today, because this whole best in the world thing that Shane McMahon is doing is pretty funny. Okay, saying about Shane McMahon, just wanted to say that as I talk about CM Punk, who said Kofi Kingston should have had the title 10 years ago. 10 years ago? I am a huge CM Punk fan. No. I love Kofi. 10 years ago, I don't know about that. That's just me. I don't think he should have done it 10 years ago. But what we got here? I'm on the block. All right. Checking in with us. I take you there. Kurt loses. All right. So Spotface has something to talk about. He says, why it was such a bad. Kurt loses to Corbin at Mania, beats up Corbin on Raw like sore loser. Well, that's to be expected. You have to put Corbin over. And what you did, the same way I said about why you put over Roman Reigns over the Undertaker. Okay. It helps him in the long run if it's played out correctly. okay? And with all due respect, Kurt Angle, who I love, one the best pure wrestler ever, in my opinion, okay, should lose to Baron Corbin, people. Y'all can get mad all you want to. You sit here and you cry and you complain about realistically things in wrestling. You get mad about the main, the Raw Go Home show with the ladies, or that wasn't realistic and these kind of things. So Kurt Angle beating Corbin is realistic? No, it's not. And the next night, it does do something for that partisan crowd that's there waiting and can't wait for a big pop. You give it to them. That was brilliant. Sorry. What else you got here? Then Gings gets squashed by Lars Angle and retires. Now, I just said I don't like the Lars Sullivan part, okay? But he did that, and he shouldn't be Lars Sullivan either. You get the big guy, new guy over. I get why you go, oh, why they beat. I understand. Don't like it because I want to see him beat up newer guys, but that's just me. But I understand why you go after Kurt Angle. He's Kurt freaking Angle. Why not? Listen, if I'm going to... I have too much respect for, you may not do, but I do, for the Stephen A. Smiths, the Jim Rohns, those guys of the world, your Steve Sabins of the world. I'm not too afraid to come at their neck if I thought I had to come at them, the Jason Whitlocks. I come at anybody if I don't agree with your opinion. So if I'm coming at somebody and I want that number one spot, I'm coming for that number one spot. I'm going to come at your neck. If Michael Jordan stepped on my job right now to play one-on-one basketball, I'm going to talk so much trash to this man, it's unreal. Does that mean I'm going to win? Hell no. It's Michael freaking Jordan. But I'm going to try. Come on. You got to shoot your shot, Spot Fates. You got to shoot your shot. What else we got here? I agree about Drew McIntyre on SmackDown. Next on the show, will Rock embrace his blackness? Well, no, I'm not talking about that. Again, listen, people, because that's a touchy situation. Okay? That's a touchy situation. And The Rock himself, all right? Dwayne Johnson has never not embraced his blackness. When I look at Dwayne Johnson on Instagram, Twitter, social media, even in movies, I know Dwayne Johnson is a black Samoan. I know that. He portrays that when he is not The Rock. Wrestling with my family. He talks about things. I just brought up to my wife because I want to kind of change and change some things. I've been doing this for 10 years now, right? I gotta grow, and I don't think some areas I've grown in when it comes to you, the audience. Okay, so I don't want to browbeat you like I've done in my opinion over the years. And if I haven't, hey, I was just still always being me. But I'll pull back some of that a little bit. So when I see Dwayne Johnson, I see his blackness. It's the WWE doesn't allow that, other than The Rock being The Rock, which gets. Everything else gets overshadowed by that. I haven't seen The Rock. The Rock is like John Cena's Doctor of Thuganomics. Every so often, we see the black come out. But it's not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's the WWE that doesn't show his blackness. That's unfair to go against The Rock. The Rock has done nothing but show that he is black and Samoan. I want that to be known as well, okay? League of Nations. Yes, that's who they were. Thank you very much. Everybody chimed in with that one. Okay, I couldn't think of them, y'all. Y'all all came up there. The horrid League of Nations Spot Face. I like them, Spot, but I like things most people don't like. I was a fan of Varsity Club, for heaven's sakes, okay? Sami's promo was very, very good. Thank you. Agreeing with that. I like Sami Zayn's promo. How can you not like Sami Zayn's promo, okay? Spot Face students back in again. The only thing missing in your room is the battery that WB keeps in your back. Well, you know what? That's funny and that's hilarious. I wish they kept a battery in my back. I really do. Okay. I call the man Vincent KKK McMahon, but there's a battery in my back. Come on, man. That's hilarious. Appreciate that love, though. Nothing but love for you. Everybody cannot be a number one guy. Everybody cannot be Vince's world title on everybody. That's all I've ever been saying. Everybody can't be that guy, but you have to look at I'm trying to think of some guys that came up from NXT, right? If you look at NXT, right? It's much we love NXT. How many hits have really made it on the main roster, right? Only the ones that were kind of really homegrown that has made it on the roster. But everybody that comes up from NXT, you try to make the next big thing, right? I get John Cena messed up with the Nexus. I get that. They should have been what they should have been, what we thought they could be. When I look at, still been trying to say his name this whole time. What's my man with the phone looking at himself? Pretty guy, the Prince of Pretty. Is he world champion or is he U.S. champion material? Intercontinental champion material, right? The Miz, for what it's worth, was just what he was. He was just mid-card material, as Vince would say, a B-plus player. And somewhere along the lines, The Miz just kept working. And as wrestling fans and as the company, I'm assuming anyway, at least for me, and I'm assuming the company as well, and some of you, worked at it so bad, he just earned it. He just kept working, just kept getting better. So you had to give it to The Miz. Everybody's not like that. Some guys are just who they are. Some guys, I don't know Zack Ryder. I just hear stories about these things. I just, you know, some people I talk to about these things. He's content. Some guys are just content. Some guys are just happy. People have jobs they're just content with. What else we got here? When they're paying customers and chanting for other federations, who's yet to put on a show yet? It speaks volumes, especially the night after the Super Bowl or pro wrestling. That speaks volumes for what necessarily? Okay. What does that speak volumes for? Come on, man. Let's use your head. They're coming in here already ready to boo. You think they care? Because they don't. And there's no battery in my back. And if there is, here, I'm going to take it out for you right now to show you there isn't one. Because I already know there isn't one just to prove it to you. Proverbially prove it to you. They don't care. I don't care. We're cheering for a company that could be incredibly great or can incredibly suck. So I'm not going to get excited about a company that I haven't seen a product yet. I'm excited about it. But what is this product? You guys complain about the older people and this and another all the time. But you're excited about Jim Ross going. Shout out to people, you know, who actually said they would take Michael Cole over Jim Ross. Now, I wouldn't. I disagree. I was a Tony Schiavone kind of guy, right? MLW to me is a viable show to look at. Major League Wrestling. I love Major League Wrestling. It's right down here in my area. Love Major League Wrestling. No, but some people aren't meant to be, and they can cheer AEW. They're going to cheer CM Punk. They're going to cheer what they want. And they had those chants. What were those chants at? After Raw? Because they wasn't at WrestleMania. There was no AEW chants at WrestleMania. There were no AEW chants at NXT. There were zero. So they cheered them doing segments that the partisan crowd from all over the world who want a party, not to really watch a wrestling show, but want what they want, nothing but pops, nothing but big spots, and then complain, oh, there were too many false finishes. But this is what you want. You can go, oh my God, and make a moment for yourself. Come on, man. Use your head. They're going to always be there. It doesn't matter. That's who they've always been with their signs. They showed that with the ECW. They showed that. Fans are going to be fans, and they're going to cheer what they want. They're going to pay for a ticket and still boo. Your choice. The Iconics are the international version of Lay Cool. I don't know if that's good or if that's bad yet. And I agree with you. I'm not sure either, but his show is funny, and that's why I ride with it. I'm gonna miss Dean. I know I am. Dean will be back in 6 months. What we got here? Beating Triple H made Batista a star. When Kofi was feuding with Randy, yes, he should have been. I don't know if I can agree with that. At that point, in that feud with Randy, Kofi Kingston was not world champion material. Now, when you say world champion, what are we talking about? WCW title? They came over? I still would have to look back. I don't want to just answer that. Look back and say, I don't know. But as WWE champion, world? No, Kofi wasn't ready. Again, guys, you guys think that this is ECW. Again, taking nothing from ECW. You guys think this is Impact Wrestling. Taking nothing from Impact Wrestling. This is Ring of Honor. Nothing from Ring of Honor. If this was, I want to start moving things into lights we can understand and understand the spectrums are almost identical, although one made more money than the other, but they were identical as far as fans love. And that was WCW/NWA and WWE. Let's not say, well, what WWE can do compared to these other promotions. Let's say what WWE did with a company like WCW. That Kofi Kingston from that Randy Orton days wouldn't have been world champion even in WCW. I'm under that belief. And I would stand firm by that. And I like Kofi. He was great, but he was messing up his accent all the time. He was at that point not ready. And not that he wasn't physically ready. I'm going to say, he just wasn't ready. I don't think Kofi was ready at that time. you know, disagree, that's fine. I'm not gonna hold you to that. I don't think he was ready 10 years ago. So I disagree with CM Punk on that one. CM Punk took a L with that comment. I agree. I think that's just for someone who says they don't want to be in the wrestling light. He sure has a lot to say all the time, doesn't he? And I like CM Punk. Let me rephrase that, because I've said this a dozen times and maybe I'm going to continue to say it. To me, CM Punk, quit on us. The man, Phil Brooks, I respect. If you don't like a company and you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that, fine, take your ball, go home. You can do that if you can afford it. I applaud that very much so. But Phil Brooks quit on wrestling fans, in my opinion, because he wanted something to change. Rightfully, not saying he's right or wrong. Not saying that. That's why I respect the man. But the guy CM Punk who claims that he loves wrestling and he does this and he did that, supposed to stay, because that's what they do. That's what they do. I literally have on my arm, the best there is, the best of us, and the best ever will be. But you know what? Bret was wrong for not wanting to give up the title that night against Shawn Michaels. I'm not saying he should have been screwed, because I definitely don't think that should have happened. This is the business. They should have discussed that from going out there, and them going behind his back was dead wrong. But it's a company. People forget that sometimes. You have a job to do. You get paid to do a job. So I'm going to say about that one. What else we got here? I'm looking forward to Becky and Lacey. That's going to be explosive. I'm excited about that, Elder Jed. I think that's going to be really. Her fighting them pumps said a lot for me. No, if Hogan can beat a legend killer, then Kurt should beat Corbin. That Hogan, okay, this is what I'm saying. Y'all, I go to the emotion spot. You always saw me the emotional one, right? And I openly say I'm Ralph Transvan. It's okay. I'm the man with sensitivity that's hardcore, okay? But come on, man. Look at what you're talking about right now. That Hogan that beat Randy Orton was a Hogan on the comeback show. They were building to do something. That was right at the cuff of The Rock and all that stuff was going on. Hogan was actively still Hogan. They just brought him back. He was better than what they thought he was going to be. And he could get a little bit more left in the tank. I don't think Kurt does. I don't think Kurt wants any more left in the tank. When I look at Kurt, I see a guy who don't want to be there. Like they talk about Randy Orton. Would this match be the match of the night? If Randy wanted to be, Kurt didn't want it. I completely disagree with that. You're entitled to it. Okay, but I think you're wrong in what you're saying. I really do. I don't want to say that, but you're all no. I'm not. I am going to say it. You are wrong. That angle, that Hogan has nothing to do with this Kurt angle. WWE really needs to hire you. Thank you, new blood. They're actually hiring for storyline writers, by the way. But I appreciate that. WWE conditions its fans to think. Here we go. Conditions their fans to think that everyone on their rosters are superstars. So how can you blame the fan? That's bull crap. And whoever loved that Michael Lee, no. That's bull crap. That's bull crap. How do they condition the fans to think everyone's a superstar? Tell me how. Because they give them a vignette? Because they give them a promo? Because they want you to cheer for the good guy versus the bad guy? Oh, I'm sorry, a foreign concept with wrestling fans? They cheer the good guy and boo the bad guy. Because everybody wants to like the bad guy because you all want to be something that you're not in real life. So you want to be the bad guy. But most of you guys are good guys. That's wrestling. That's Avengers. I have a very few small window of people cheering for Thanos. Shout out to Dice Man who's cheering for Thanos. But very few people are cheering for Thanos. Very few people are cheering for Thanos. It just not. It's not happening. So good guy versus bad guy. We all love the Joker, but Batman's winning. It's what it is, guys. It's good versus bad. So, no, they don't condition us. They tell you who's coming. These guys are going to be these guys. And they tell you who they want you to like, but the guys didn't win. But the guys they put over. Not by them showing me. What's my man? God dang. Jesus, sometimes names just be eluding me right now. Mojo Rawley. I don't see them telling me Mojo's going to be a star. I see them telling me, oh, here go a new storyline for Mojo. You guys did something to determine that. Stop that. Don't do that. Come on, man. Be intelligent. Use your head. Hashtag. Use your head. Come on, man. What else we got here? Excited for Enzo to AEW? Not at all. This guy, Enzo Amore, I don't care whatsoever, okay? because the big guy may still be there with you, but I'm big too. Okay, Enzo Amore is a train wreck. He is a travesty to professional wrestling. He was giving something in wrestling that he never really wanted. He excelled at one part of it, which is a very big part of it, which is mic skills and promo and working a crowd. I give him that. But you constantly made fun of his wrestling, people. You did, okay? And he got the limelight and couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle it. So him going to AEW, first he's, I'm not going to wrestle again. I'm going to be a rapper. No, I'm not going to be a rapper. I'm going to wrestle. Then they're invading Madison Square Garden. Come on, man. What are you, Enzo? Make up your mind. You don't know. Come on the show, Around the Block, to Mike Knox Talk Wrestling Show, and I'll show you something. Hashtag use your head, okay? BDSRnetworks.com, BDSR Network on your on wherever you can find a podcast at. Better get up out of here. I like Mike Tenay too. MLW, Major League Wrestling. Yes, look it up. Look it up. Kofi wasn't nearly as white hot as he was this recent run. I agree with that. Kofi is WWE champion, but he is still the third champion in the company. First Becky, second Steph. We said that, but he still has a company belt. And when I see that WWE title on his shoulders, I feel different. So, and the first belt is not the women. So enough with that. You're just being facetious, or you're trying to be funny. And I get it. Okay. That's what they're putting first. I get that. But that leads you to a question. Are the ladies outworking the men? Is the company pushing ladies more than the men? I mean, you could say that part. Yes. But is there an argument for the men have let these ladies in this macho world, right? They talk about women coaching. I say women coaching in basketball, okay, it's only 10, 12 guys, 15 tops you got to kind of manage. Women in football, I don't think it's going to work. That's just me. It's a crazy locker room. I'm only a reporter, and I've been in locker rooms. And some of the things that happen in these football locker rooms, I don't think women should be around. It's not me being a chauvinist. It's me being a guy who loves women. Women, okay, and know how to treat a lady. And I don't think ladies should be around certain environments. And I think an NFL locker room, they can be, Nathaniel, you know, whatever that word is, you know, crazy guys. Nathaniel, no, I'm saying Nathaniel's, right? but I get it. It's definitely the universal title, because it's WWE universe, then it's WWE title, and the women, you could, you know, flip five, everyone, but it's women. But that's the three titles. He has one of the three titles, so I'm okay with that. And the top three titles is not the one that wasn't the company's belt. It's the company's belt. What we got here? In peak order. Okay, I don't agree with that. What else we got here? I'm gonna move on. They're always called superstars. Well, of course. That's because the term. I spoke that. You've been here through the whole show, right? I spoke that. I said, you can't call them jobbers. I mean, if you go back today, they would call Barry Horowitz a superstar. Was Barry Horowitz a superstar? Okay, was he? I don't think he was. I don't think he was. What's his name? Let me get back up here for a second. Curt Hawkins and them. Curt Hawkins isn't a superstar. He's a wrestler. But you got to call him a superstar. You want to be disrespectful towards the man. Come on. Curt Hawkins, WWE superstar. That's how you sell the product. That's what you're selling a product. But you are, come on, man. You're still trying to make a point for that? Come on. Come on. There are mostly have 50-50 booking. Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not knocking that. That's you're 100% right. The 50-50 booking on the superstars, well, depending on the superstar. So I will disagree with that, depending on the superstar. I don't think, and they do drop the ball. Like, you have to do that in some terms, right? Like, I think they pushed Finn Balor enough to be what Finn is. They wanted to make him Universal Champion. He was Universal Champion. He got hurt. He dropped, you know, that happens in the business. One day, he could possibly be back there because he was there. You know who's not ever going to be back to that title reign of number one title again? Sheamus. But that's okay. I'm cool with Sheamus being where he is and having that resume of what he's done to make it sound believable what he can do in the future. So I'm okay with that. That's wrestling 101 right there. They have merchandise. How's it going to get paid? If you like the guy, get a shirt. So what's wrong with that? Come on, man. We got here. I never saw a Brooklyn Brawler tee on merch tails back in the day. I don't think you were looking. Because I remember one of my first shows in the Spectrum in Philadelphia, the Brooklyn Brawlers, when they used to tape them on Prism. Okay, you can watch them over. The same way they used to tape maybe in the Boston Garden, they would show them over also. But I remember watching the Prism episodes back in Philadelphia. That would come on when I was a kid. And I remember being there one of my first shows, and I remember seeing a Brooklyn Brawler shirt. So you're incorrect again, sir. Yes, the ladies are. NXT is still putting on better shows. Okay. Elder Jed, NXT puts on better shows for the wrestling that we want. Yes, they do. I've said for 6, 7, 8, 9 years I've been doing radio now that NXT is the show you, I, and those who want wrestling the way we used to have it should be watching. There it is. There's nothing else to say about that, but they're not the number one show. Like when people tell me, and I'm gonna hit that right then, I'm gonna get out of here, that NXT TakeOver is better than WrestleMania. Impossible. Impossible. And here's why. Know your product. When I go to the store to get a cheesesteak, right? If I get this cheesesteak from, which I'm here in Florida, so don't laugh at me. It's just the best I have here. From Jersey Mike's, right? Versus going to get a cheesesteak from Wawa. Know what I'm getting. Know what I'm getting. So when I watch NXT and I watch it, I'm going to get a brilliant, beyond brilliant love of wrestling for the way it is in a ring. The storyline that a lot of us still want. A lot of us still are craving for, but they give you a little bit of talk with the promos. You know who they are. You know what's going on. You know where the beef is at, but it's settled in the ring. That is brilliant. That's Triple H. That's the old school manifest of how to do professional wrestling to a T. Nothing's better than NXT, in my opinion. That's that kind of show. But for my excitement, the markout moments, the superstars, whether you believe it's still the B or not, we talked about the word you just put in there, spot face, superstars, the showcase of the immortals, the impression, the same way you rag on Raw because Raw's supposed to be better than SmackDown because it's the A show. They tell me it's A versus B because they tell me. You condition me in that way? Absolutely. I've been conditioned to know that WrestleMania will always be the best it can be. So WrestleMania can let me down where NXT TakeOver can't let me down because I am expecting greatness from WrestleMania. I don't really expect greatness from NXT TakeOver. I expect a great show. And if I get greatness, it's even better. But I expect it from WrestleMania. You are incorrect again, sir. What we got here? Mike, do you remember Frank Williams never could be a superstar? I don't remember who the hell Frank Williams is, to be honest. That's too old for my blood. But comment below. Continue to comment. Share this video. All right? All your wrestling groups, all your friends, you like wrestling. I'm here every Wednesday now, guys, around the blocks with Mike Knox, pro wrestling talk show. I'm going to be here every Wednesday after Raw, after SmackDown, letting it digest, getting that food in so I can go to bed comfortably with how I felt about the product, the good, the bad. And I'm going to start bringing things back to you like best dance partners. And I have a whole new series I'm working on called Reflections. I want to take you guys back into the day when you were a fan of wrestling as a child. Listen, I'm going to tell this story and I'm going to get out of here because there's no way you can believe this unless you saw it. My daughter seen it and I was in the party. If you saw my Kobe Kingston reactions, you know I was on Xbox Live with my man Dice Man. And my son tried to step and watch this, 7 hours of wrestling from 5 right to pre-show to 12:30. It went off. And I kept trying to make him, I'm like, go to bed. You're in my room. Like, go to bed. He wouldn't go to bed. So we love Finn Balor's entrance. We love it. So me and my daughter's going off. It's WrestleMania. My son jumps up out of his sleep. And then Willie's back down and goes back to sleep. True story. I wish I couldn't make this stuff up. Listen, guys, BDSR Network is what you want to search on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever podcasts are. So on YouTube, youtube.com/thegameV1. That's T-H-A, the game V1. Also, thechairshot.com, hashtag use your head. This is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. Okay, this ain't the show that you don't want to use your brain. All right, that's that your brain is on your head, which is three feet above your ass, right, Jimmy? All right, League of Their Own reference, not mine. That's Nietzsche's. But I love talking wrestling. I want to be here and have you remember that love wrestling. And hey, if wrestling's wrong, if they're doing you wrong, we gonna rip them. But this week, I will give them more hits than I will give them misses. For this week in WWE, the Raw after Mania shows and the SmackDown after Mania, I'm going to give them both a 3.5. I want to give them a 4 because I like where they progress. So, man, I think I am going to give them a 4. I'm going to give Raw and SmackDown at the Manias 4.5 out of 5. Intercontinental Heavyweight Macho Man Savage. No matter of fact, because I saw it behind me, the Yellow Ultimate Warrior Championships. It's like, yo, this dude is crazy. He's going to do what? This is great, but then what's next with this dude? That's how I felt about Raw and SmackDown after Mania. I love them. Come on, guys. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, wherever social media is sold, which is absolutely free, at Mike Knox. And we can get up again back then with you guys later. All right, y'all. I love you. Thanks for tuning in. Share this video, and I'll holler at y'all another time. All right, y'all. Peace. I'm out of here. It's that simple.